Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, it finally happened. Nancy and I gave up the one flip phone that we shared for many years, and we each fished in to get our own iPhone 4S.
This week, we'll demonstrate and talk about the basic accessibility of the iPhone using either VoiceOver with speech input or the low vision features. And next week's show will cover more advanced features as well as some of our favorite apps. But first to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, don't be intimidated by a smartphone. Accessibility is quite workable on the iPhone and in the Android. And this week and next week, we'll be talking about the iPhone, but in shows 1227 and 1228, we talked about the accessibility of the Android.
Being the techno geeks that we are, we struggled for a long time over whether we should get Android phones or iPhones. And we were leaning towards the Android phones with their open architecture and kind of neat features. But after thinking about it, we thought, you know, we support so many computers around the house and friends and neighbors, and there's a lot of overhead to that. We wanted something that just worked that we didn't have to support. And I must say, we are quite pleased with the iPhone. They are very workable. We've already found many uses for them and almost can't live without them. And they're incredibly accessible and easy to learn.
Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be talking about accessibility tools on the iPhone for people with low vision. The focus item that follows will have Pete demonstrating getting around the iPhone using VoiceOver. But if you have enough vision to use the phone without VoiceOver, then here are some accessibility features you might like. So you get to them the same way Pete's going to describe getting to VoiceOver. You get into the settings category, and from there you tap general and then scroll down near the bottom where it says accessibility. And inside accessibility, there's a group of vision options and hearing options and options for people with dexterity problems, but vision is at the top. And the first choice is VoiceOver, which we'll talk about later. And the next choice is Zoom. And this can be really handy, and it's so easy to use. You know, if the things on the screen are too small, you just blow them up and all of a sudden you can see them a lot easier. So to turn it on, you just double tap with three fingers and that will turn it on or off. The other thing you can do is you can set a special function of triple clicking the home button to turn on Zoom or VoiceOver or a few other things, and this is one of those choices. So once you've got the Zoom turned on, if you want to change the Zoom level, you just double tap with three fingers, hold them on the screen, and drag to change the Zoom level. Or if you want to move around the screen, because of course once you've magnified everything, you won't be able to fit everything on the screen at once, and you put your three fingers down on the screen and drag around to move around the screen, and then you'll be able to see everything, although a little bit at a time. The next option is large text. Now this doesn't actually change the size of the windows or pictures, it just changes the size of the text. So there's the normal size, which may or may not be big enough for you, or you can enlarge the text to 20, 24, 32, 40, 48, or 56 point. And there's a visible example of each, so you just look at the choices, figure out which one's best for you to read, and tap that, and that's how big your text will be. In mail notes, in contacts, in the calendar, messages, and notes. So that's pretty handy. The next choice is to invert the colors. If you prefer to read white on black instead of black on white, you just invoke invert colors and that will do that for you, and then the highlights turn orange. But watch out, because this inverts the colors of everything, including photographs, icons, your wallpaper, etc. And it's not always pretty, but it does make the text a lot easier.
That sounds like it could be ugly.
Yeah, the photographs got pretty ugly. But, you know, the text was gorgeous. And these last two features are really interesting. One of them has it speak whatever text you've selected. If there's a word or a phrase that you're not sure you can read, you can just highlight that. And then an extra button will appear. And if you tap that button, it'll speak whatever you've highlighted. And the last one is speak auto text. Now, as with many word processing programs and some other programs, the iPhone likes to automatically correct anything you've typed that it maybe didn't think was what you meant. But it doesn't always guess correctly. So if it wants to suggest a correction, it's really nice if you can hear what it's suggesting so that you know whether to accept that suggestion or not. And this is one way you can be sure of knowing that it's suggesting a change, by turning on Speak Auto Text.
So there's a lot of flexibility there, and Nancy went through many, many options, but you shouldn't be intimidated. You're not going to know what settings you want right off the bat, but this is where it really takes some time to experiment with the phone when you first get it, try out some different options, see what works best for you. And don't be afraid to experiment, because you can always go back and change these options to something that's better for you to work with.
And when you're at the store and you're just thinking about getting the phone and you haven't actually gotten it yet, you can ask whoever's helping you at the store, whether it's a companion or a salesperson or whatever, to turn on the accessibility features and let you see what it's like using whichever one you think you might want to try.
You are listening to Viewpoints.
This week's focus topic is a demonstration of some of the basic features of the iPhone using VoiceOver, and here's Pete to demonstrate that.
Okay, so let's take this iPhone for a spin. First of all, just to make sure we're all on the same page for those that might be new to the iPhone, the basic paradigm here is that you touch your finger to the screen and move it around the screen, and as you move around, with VoiceOver running, the iPhone will speak the text that's underneath your finger. If you want to activate a button, a link, or some other kind of element, you simply raise your finger and double tap it twice quickly, and it activates that element. So let's start the iPhone by hitting the home button, which is in the very center at the bottom of the device.
916.
And if we tap the bottom left-hand side of the screen, we'll hear
slide to unlock. Slide or double tap.
And we'll double tap.
Messages. Double tap to open.
Now, in this case, this puts us in the home screen because that's the last place I was when I was using the phone. And let's review the screen a little bit. At the very top, we have a status bar. And if I take my finger at the top left and move across to the right, I'll hear what's in the status bar.
Verizon Network. Status bar item. 3 of 3 bars. Wi-Fi signal strength. Status bar item. 9:17 p.m. Status bar item. Swipe down with 3 fingers to reveal the notification center. Double tap to scroll to top.
So that tells me about my phone's signal strength, whether I'm using Wi-Fi, it'll tell me whether Bluetooth is on, it will tell me the time and the battery life, and other items like that. And as it said, if I take 3 fingers, touch the screen, and swipe down, it will reveal more notifications that I might have gotten during the day. Now, underneath the top status bar is what we call the home screen. And you heard one of the elements on there. So let's start right underneath the status bar. And now I can either move my finger to the right and down the screen to hear all the elements there, as I said before. Or if I touch the first element in the top left and flick quickly right with my finger, I'll move through the items one at a time. So I'll hear
messages, maps, calendar, weather.
And that's in the top row of my home screen. Underneath that is another row of 4 icons.
Camera, voice memos, videos, photos. Double tap to open.
And I can keep scrolling through my applications or icons that way. And as it says, I need to double tap any item to open it, whether it's a folder or an application. You can only fit just so many items on one screen at a time. With the iPhone 4S, we can fit a 4x4 array or 16 icons on the screen. And if we need more, we take three fingers and swipe left, and that will pull over the second page of the home screen. So let's do that. Three fingers, swipe left.
Page 2 of 5, settings. Double tap to open.
And if I flick through these items.
YouTube, Facebook, TED, Twitter. Double tap to open.
You hear some other applications that I have on the second page of my home screen. And so you can have 2, 3, 4 or more pages if you have more applications or folders that you want to set up. So we went through the status bar at the top, the home screen with the applications and icons, but now there's also another row at the bottom of the screen that has some fixed applications that are always there. Now you can put whatever you want there, but no matter what page you're on the home screen, these will always be there. So what I have at the bottom, it will touch the bottom left.
Phone. Double tap to open.
The phone application, if I want to make a phone call, is the first one on the bottom left, and I'll flick right.
Mail, 22 new items. Double tap to open.
That's my mail application.
Safari. Double tap to open.
Safari is the web browser on the iPhone. And then finally, on the far right at the bottom.
Music. Double tap to open.
And that will get you to your music, podcast, audiobooks, and other audio material.
Now, I actually changed which apps I keep on the bottom row just because there was a group of four that I find I use more often than the ones that were a default. And it was a piece of cake. And Pete will demonstrate moving icons around the screen and changing where things are in next week's show. In the meantime, Pete, can you demonstrate how to navigate on the iPhone?
So if you remember at the bottom of the screen, we had items such as
phone, double tap to open.
And if I flick right once,
mail, 24 new items, double tap to open.
That's my mail application. If we double tap,
mail, inbox, 1, Nancy G. Torpy, prep 4 pumpkins lesson, 9:06 p.m.
So that opened up the mail, and I have a list of mail notes from people. And I can either move my finger down the screen to see what items are in the mail list, or I can flick left or right to move to the previous mail note or to the next mail note, respectively.
Nancy G. Torpy, this Monday's meander.
So there's a note from Nancy about a walk that we're going to take with some friends. If I want to read the note, I double tap the item.
16 of 19. It's been wet, but it might not rain Monday.
Now, that didn't read the entire note. That just reads the first line or paragraph that it found in the note. If I want to read the rest of the note automatically, or the rest of any web page or any document automatically, I take two fingers and swipe down.
It's been wet, but it might not rain Monday. Let's try a walk on relatively dry/solid trails. This Monday, let's meet.
So you can tell that VoiceOver is automatically reading the rest of the note. Now you can also tell that I turned off VoiceOver precipitously there because I didn't want to read the rest of it and take a lot of time. And the way you do that is to take two fingers and tap the screen once, and that silences VoiceOver. But I can always go back and keep reading by double swiping down again if I want to. So we have various ways of reading through documents by moving your finger over the screen, by flicking left or right from element to element, or by swiping down to read the rest of the screen. And as you learn more about VoiceOver, you'll find other ways to navigate around your applications.
Now, Pete's already mentioned several different gestures, and of course, gesture is the official technical term for what you do with your fingers on the screen, and you probably can't remember all of them from how fast he's been going through them, but don't worry, the show notes will include a list of all the VoiceOver gestures. So if VoiceOver isn't running, how do you get it started?
First of all, if you don't have sighted assistance, you can connect your phone to your computer. And then using the iTunes application on your computer, you can enable VoiceOver on your iPhone. But the other place you can do that without your computer is to go to Settings, General, Accessibility. And there are lots of options in there that we should probably take a little look at here.
Settings, Double tap to open.
Let's double tap.
Settings.
And of course, this is where I can change numerous iPhone settings. If I move my finger down, I'll see some of them.
Wi-Fi, not Bluetooth. Do not disturb. Off. Notifications button. General button.
Now the general button is where they hit accessibility options.
General settings. Back button.
And this happens to be way down the bottom of the page. So I can either flick a lot right to keep on going down.
Usage, Siri, cellular, VPN, iTunes Wi-Fi sync button.
Or another way of moving down a page is to take three fingers and swipe up. Similarly, if I wanted to move back a page, I could take three fingers and swipe down. But now at the bottom of the screen here, we'll see
accessibility button.
The accessibility button.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
So let's take a look through some of the various accessibility options.
Vision. Heading. VoiceOver. On. Button.
This is the toggle button that turns VoiceOver on or off.
Zoom. Off. Button. Large text. Off. Invert colors. Off.
Those are the various options for changing the visual display.
Hearing aids. Button.
There are settings for using hearing aids with the iPhone. There are also a number of other options that you can investigate on your own, but one of particular interest is called triple click.
Triple click, heading. Triple click home, voiceover, button. Triple click, accessibility, back button.
So that means that I have triple click set to toggle voiceover on and off. That means if I click the home button quickly three times, that voiceover will toggle on and off. I find this useful if I have to hand my phone to a sighted person that may not be familiar with the voiceover gestures, and so I'll turn voiceover off before I hand them the iPhone to use. But let's look at some of the other choices that we have for what happens when we triple click the home button.
Triple click the home button for heading selected voiceover.
So I have voiceover selected to toggle on and off with the triple click, or you can
invert colors.
Choose to invert the colors by triple clicking.
Zoom.
Or you can choose to zoom the screen by triple clicking. And there are other options also. Just to be clear, the gestures used with VoiceOver are very different than the gestures a sighted person would use without VoiceOver.
So we make use of this triple click home feature all the time. Every once in a while, Pete will want me to look at something on his phone or vice versa. And we have both phones set up that if you triple click the home button, it'll toggle VoiceOver on and off. And of course, he uses it and I don't. And we each find it easiest to work our way. So three quick clicks on the home button and bingo, it's on, it's off, it's on again, and makes it really easy to share a phone.
Quite handy.
So what other handy special features are there?
One of them is how to really silence your phone. Now you might think if you're at a concert or a lecture, it's good enough to just put your phone on vibrate mode. But in fact, if VoiceOver is running and you happen to get some notification, VoiceOver will speak that notification despite the fact that you have the phone in vibrate mode. Well, there is a simple way of turning off the voice without turning off VoiceOver. What you do is you take three fingers and you double tap the screen.
Speech off.
And it tells me that speech is off. And if I want to turn speech on again, this is a toggle. I double tap with three fingers again.
Speech on.
Now I can hear everything and interact with my phone. And there's one other useful function, particularly for visually impaired people who don't need to use the screen and maybe want a little bit of privacy or they want to save on battery life. You can take three fingers, triple tap, and that will put a screen curtain on, which means it darkens the screen.
Screen curtain on.
And nobody can see what's on the screen. Again, that's a toggle, so if I triple click with three fingers,
screen curtain off.
And the screen curtain is off and the screen is visible. So if you happen to have some earbuds or a Bluetooth headset, that could be a useful feature if you want to do some of your work in private.
On the other hand, if you're planning to hand your phone to a sighted person and ask them to look at what's on the screen, you ought to take off the screen curtain because it's a little disconcerting when the screen is blank and someone asks me to look at it.
Sighted people are a bit handicapped that way, aren't they?
Well, we are. I understand there are other ways to navigate within documents or web pages. Can you describe some of those, Pete?
Let's get into Safari.
Safari. Double tap to Safari. Untitled.
And we'll do a web search.
Address. Go to this address. Search. Search field. Double tap to edit.
Now here's a search field. We double tap it to edit it. Let's do that.
Search field. Is editing. Search.
And now you can either type in your search command using the on-screen keyboard, or in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen, there's a dictate button.
Dictate. Double tap to start dictation. Two-finger double tap when finished.
VoiceOver keystrokes.
Inserted VoiceOver keystrokes.
So you can see the search term was inserted automatically by the iPhone. Now in the bottom right-hand side of the screen, there is a search button.
Search.
And if we double tap, it will actually perform the search.
Image. VoiceOver keystroke. Maps. Link.
Now this gives me a whole page that I can read by flicking down line by line or by moving my finger around the screen. But there's something called the rotor element on the iPhone. If I take two fingers, put them on the screen, and rotate them like I'm rotating a knob, I come to various options. Rotating the rotor once.
Form controls. Four form controls.
This means that if I flick up and down, I can navigate by different form controls. Let's keep rotating the rotor and see what other options we find.
Links. 45 links.
This means there are 45 links on the page, and that if I flick my finger up or down, I can navigate to the previous or next link.
Headings. 12 headings.
This means there are 12 headings on the page, and similarly, if I flick up or down, I can go to the previous or next heading.
Lines.
Now again, I can navigate by lines.
Words. Characters.
Words or characters as I keep on rotating with the rotor. Let's see if I navigate by character, and if I just flick down.
Capital M, A, P, S.
So there we were on the word maps.
Selected words.
If I go back to words and I flick down.
Maps, places, link, places.
It will read a word at a time. And similarly. So that can be a very handy way of doing things by using this rotor. It takes a little practice to use the rotor, but again, just pretend with two fingers that you're turning a little knob on the screen and move one finger up and one finger down while you're touching the screen with both fingers.
Next week, Pete will demonstrate some of the more advanced features of the rotor, which he's found to be really convenient, including how you can customize what you use the rotor to control. Now for this week's high-tech item, Siri, the built-in personal digital assistant that comes with every iPhone. Siri uses advanced speech recognition and cloud-based computing techniques to respond to your spoken requests.
It can be a little bit tricky, and it takes a little bit of practice to learn how to speak to her correctly, but you can certainly do it. One thing I'll advise, as I'm always advising, is to let Google be your friend. There are many places on the web where you can figure out what things you can say to Siri and how it works. But there's actually another way if you have your iPhone that's pretty simple. Just press the home button for a second and say, Siri, what can you do?
You said, Siri, what can you do? You can ask things like, call Brian, phone, launch photos, app launching, tell Susan I'll be right there, messages, set up a meeting at 9, calendar, did the Giants win, sports, give me directions home, maps, tweet with my location, Twitter, post to Facebook.
She was going to tell you a lot more, but again, I took two fingers and just tapped the screen to silence her. But this will give you an idea of some of the expressions that you can use with Siri. And you can also do a lot more that's not specified here. For example, if you're out with some friends and at a restaurant. Siri, what is 15% of $10?
You said, Siri, what is 15% of $10? This might answer your question. Input interpretation, $10 US dollars times 15%. Result, $1.50.
And that way you have the tip calculated. You can also do web searches this way. If you say, Siri, do a web search for, and whatever you want to look for. So Siri can be very useful. Now, one other feature that is really neat that I like in the latest version of the iOS operating system, iOS 6, is that you can use Siri to automatically open up an application. So sometimes if you have your home screen full of a lot of icons and a lot of folders with applications within folders, it may be difficult or time-consuming to find an application that you want. But with this version of the operating system, you can just tell Siri to open up the application directly. So if you remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the Bookshare application Read2Go for reading the Daisy Bookshare books. So let's try this. Open Read2Go.
Read2Go, bookshelf, 6.
And there you go. I'm automatically placed in the bookshelf of my Read2Go application, all set to read a book. Thank you very much, Siri.
You said, thank you very much, Siri. It is I who should be thanking you.
Well, she is very pleasant, isn't she? But handy as she is, she hasn't replaced Nancy.
Aw, yeah, I could have told you what 15% of $10 is. If you want to hear the show that Pete mentioned where we talked about Read2Go, that's show number 1242 about downloading and reading books on the smartphone, and that included Read2Go from Bookshare and an app from Learning Ally and Overdrive for books from your public library. If you want more information on how to work with the iPhone, you can get the iPhone User Guide online. And another really useful resource is an online forum called AppleViz that you can access at www.appleviz.com. As usual, if you missed any of the links, they'll all be in the show notes, which you can find on our website, www.viewpointsplus.net. That's it for show number 1245. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about the iPhone again, but next week we'll be discussing some apps that are designed for the visually impaired and particularly functional for the visually impaired, as well as some other apps which are designed for everybody but are particularly blind friendly. We'll also demonstrate how one can customize the rotor functions, as well as how to use Siri for more advanced dictation. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to contact@viewpointsplus.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey in partnership with WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.viewpointsplus.net. You can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Viewpoints Plus. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.